T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The third, the final, the best, the money hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. This is ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Appreciate you joining us. Lonzo, you know, I feel like it's only fair that when I beat up on an entity, that I give them credit when they do something good. Even if I think they stumbled blindly into it, right? If I think it was against their will, they still did something right. The Jacksonville Jaguars have, according to reports, released general manager Trent Baalke and decided to go in a different direction. This is a good decision. Baalke is out, and reportedly, longtime Cardinals reporter Mike Jarecki is reporting that Cardinals executive Adrian Wilson will become the next general manager, which means that Baalke is likely out. Now, timing events is interesting. Up until about Wednesday late afternoon, it was expected that Byron Leftwich would be announced in the next few days as the next head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Of course, a good chunk of Byron Leftwich's legacy comes from his time as a quarterback of the Jags, so this would be an interesting little fit. He knows that city. He knows what the culture is, et cetera, et cetera. Baalke apparently ended up in a contract dispute with Byron Leftwich. So a guy that Jacksonville wanted, that Jacksonville was excited about, a trendy young coach that has been pulling all the right strings in Tom Brady's offense for the past couple of years, was going to get a shot. And then they couldn't come to terms on a contract. And so then all of a sudden, the Jags are interviewing new coaches, and it looks like Leftwich is out of the discussion at that point. A day later, the Jags, if this report is true, decides to move on from Trent Baalke. And, you know, I thought, let me go look up what Trent Baalke has done as a GM in the league. Check this out, Lonzo. In 2014, Trent Baalke took over as the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, the Niners had been respectable in the early 2010s. In the first year that he took over as the GM, the San Francisco 49ers went 8-8. But in that 8-8, Trent Baalke ended up basically getting into a headbutting war with then head coach Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh was relieved of his duties at the end of the year by Trent Baalke. The very next year, defensive line coach Jim Thompson took over as the head coach in 2015. In 2015, Jim Thompson's 49ers went 5-11. Jim Thompson was fired at the end of the year. The very next year, Chip Kelly, yes, that one, took over as the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. In that year, Chip Kelly's 49ers went 2-14, and Chip Kelly was fired at the end of the year. So 3 years as a general manager in San Francisco, and in 3 years, Trent Baalke fired 3 head coaches.
And this dude got a job somewhere else?
He actually worked for the next couple of years inside the National Football League for the actual overall NFL as a consultant. Cool, I guess. Then in 2020, Trent Baalke was hired as the GM for the Jacksonville Jaguars. in his first year as the GM, and maybe you don't put this all on him, but that's fine. I think it still deserves to be noted. In his first year as the GM of the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Jags went 1-15, and Doug Marrone was fired. Second year, Trent Baalke hires Urban Meyer, who went 3-14, and of course was fired midway through the season. Now, I want to play a little home edition here, Alonzo. Let's see if you can do quick math. No calculator allowed here.
Can I use my fingers?
You can take your shoes off and use your toes if you need to.
All right.
In his first year, he won 8 games. In his second year, he won 5 games. I'm bad mathematically, but 8 plus 5 is 13, correct?
Yeah, 13.
Super. In his third year as a GM, he won 2 games. That brings the total up to 15.
15.
Good. In his fourth year as a GM, his team won 1 game. Where does that put us at now?
16.
Super duper. And in his last year as the GM, he won 3 games. Where does that put us at now?
19.
Super, 19. Now, I'm not going to ask you to do these numbers in your head, Lonzo. But in those same years, he lost 8, he lost 11, he lost 14, he lost 15, and he lost 14. He won 19, Zoe. He won 19. And he lost 62 games as a general manager. 62 games, which means that Trent Baalke as a GM has a winning percentage of 30%. Now, I might be crazy here, Zoe, but if you had somebody working under you who was successful 30% of the time, if you're a Major League Baseball batter, that gets you in the Hall of Fame. But in any other job, if you are successful 30% of the time, do you know what the name for you is?
Fired.
Unemployed. Correct.
You're fired.
Not bad.
I'm not doing it because I don't want to lose my voice.
Oh, fair. Also fair. The Jags just made a good decision, ladies and gentlemen. They just made a good decision. I'm only bringing this up to give them credit because I crap on them all the time. I'll give them credit. This was a good decision, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk AFC Championship game for just a few minutes. The Kansas City Chiefs have purchased more fireworks to stick in the end zone because they keep running out. After maybe the best playoff game we've ever seen, with the exception of a terrible ending. By the way, do you know, Lonzo?
It was not a terrible ending if you're a Chiefs fan. I mean, you can keep saying it was a good ending.
Terrible ending if you are not a fan of either of those teams, right? You know who came out, by the way, on Wednesday and said that they agreed that it was a disappointing ending to that game?
Someone with the power to change it?
Close. Andy Reid.
Yeah, I know. Because back in the day, they wanted the rules changed because they missed out when they could have been going to the Super Bowl and Tom Brady went instead because D Ford jumped off sides.
Yup.
And it went into overtime.
Sure did. Anyway, after one of the best games we've ever seen between the Chiefs and the Bills, the Chiefs survive, advance, move on. That's all you do in the NFL playoffs.
They survive.
Advance.
They did not survive. They won. It was a hard-fought contest.
Yeah, that's surviving.
Survive makes it sound like you weren't supposed to win.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't.
As someone wearing a Chiefs championship shirt right now, I'm offended by the survive word.
If a tiger fights another tiger, and one of those tigers lives and the other dies, the one that moved on is a survivor. And they've got the eye of the tiger.
Your analogies frighten me sometimes.
Thrill of the fight. They rised up to the challenge of their rival. All right.
They didn't rise up to the challenge. They were already there. The rival tried to rise up to their challenge.
Listen, the last known survivors made his way in the night, and we know it's because they've got the eye of the tiger. All right, so Chiefs hosting Joey B and the Bengals. We've already done the whole conversation about Joe Burrow saying—
Wait a minute, Bengals, Tigers— Okay, I get it now.
Joey B said that the SEC is louder than the NFL. He's ready for this. You know what I think that is? I think it backfired on him a bit, but I think that is just Joe Burrow effectively trying to kind of raise confidence in himself, right? Like it's one of those things. You ever said something to somebody and they look at you and they go, Lonzo, are you trying to convince you or me? You're trying to convince me or yourself?
I think you look at me daily that way, but that's fine, you know, because, you know, you could be right.
So, Joey B says, the SEC's louder. I'm mentally no issues. I had to tell you.
I want to mention that I've seen a sign that they're showing several times of a guy in the Chiefs crowd showing the 104.2 decibel or whatever it is.
144.2.
So showing that. So it is a thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's going to be a thing.
Yeah, you done made it a thing, Joey B. I know what you were trying to do. It backfired, but you're trying to do. That being said, I'm intrigued by Joey B in this scenario, right? Because last week he said, my headset went out, I had to call my own place. Okay? I'm going to elect to believe that, right? I'm going to elect to believe that. He's absolutely going to have a hard time hearing this week. Communication will not be on his side. Unlike Jimmy G, who gets the benefit of effectively playing a de facto home game against LA. Joey B has set himself up to where communication is going to be a major issue when he's got the football. That being said, this is going to be tough. Oh, Texter just said, your math is off. 19 and 62 is 23%. Yeah, you're right. I screwed the pooch there. I divided it by the 62 instead of the total amount of games because I, Lonzo, and this is scientifically proven, am an idiot. So well, thank you, Texter. He has a 23% winning percentage.
I cannot correct because I can do simple math, but when we get in percentages, I'm out.
So thank you. Thank you, Texter. You corrected me. Trent Baalke has a 23% winning percentage. Well done. All right. Cincinnati has to do something different in this game that they did not do last game, right? Tennessee's defensive line, 8 DeBengals offensive line for lunch, all right? 8 for lunch. Cincinnati late in that game had a massive problem, and the massive problem was the fact that they were absolutely not running anything quick. Everything was down the field. Send Jamar and everybody else down the field and let Joey be chunking. But the problem is those plays take 3, 3.5, 4 seconds to develop. And Joe Burrow wasn't getting that. He still made a couple of plays because he's good at quarterbacking. But Joey B didn't have time to develop those plays the way I would have liked to. Now, I'm not saying that Joe B can't make the quick reads or that they need to change the offense entirely to quick reads, because the number one weakness of the Kansas City Chiefs, if I told you you had to give me a weakness, Lonzo, mine for Kansas City is susceptible to the deep ball occasionally. They start to play aggressive at the line, and you beat the Chiefs deep. We've already seen Joey B do it
once.
Which is
so weird, because that defense has to practice against an offense
that does that?
That does that, yes.
Maybe
they've been burned so many times that they're kind of punch drunk about it and they're just kind of a little scared. I don't. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. They're susceptible to the deep ball. Joey B is the king of the deep ball this year. Jamar Chase is the closest thing anybody's got to Tyreek freaking Hill. He's down there somewhere, and he's probably behind him if he gets the streak run down the side. The only problem that the Bengals have is that, against Tennessee anyway, more often than not, Joey B didn't have time to find him behind the defense. So what I need Cincinnati to do, aside from the offensive line blocking better, that's the key to this game, right? Aside from their offensive line blocking better, I need Cincinnati to redesign that offense just a little bit. I'm not saying don't go deep. I'm saying you better run some crossing routes. You better have some quick hits. You better have some 5-and-ins. You better have some 5-and-outs. You better have some seam routes. You better have some throws that Joey B can make quickly that make Kansas City's linebackers stay in place. If they vacate on a blitz, you need to have somebody crossing to find that zone and hit it. Because if you get to the point where all you're doing is throwing deep and you let Kansas City pin the ears back and come after you, they're going to score more than Tennessee did and you will lose.
We know that Kansas City loves to blitz, and they're going to do that. But the other thing is, Burrow hangs onto the ball too long, and that's been a problem. I think some of the sacks are not the offensive line's problem. He's just hanging on too long. And it is it because he has such confidence in himself, has too much swagger, or is it because he's indecisive? So if it's indecisive, those shorter routes, is he going to struggle with that because he has to hit them too quick and he's trying to hit all his reads? I don't know. All I know is it was a scoring fest last time these two teams played. It's probably going to be again Sunday. Even despite being sacked so many times, it's still going to be more than likely a high-scoring game on both sides.
Oh, I think this is a shootout. Lonzo, this game might end in the upper 40s, right? Like 49-45. It's a shootout. Kansas City susceptible to the deep ball, and you can run on Cincinnati. Absolutely susceptible to an upper 40s score on both sides of the scoreboard. If you're the Chiefs, do not let Joe Burrow have time to develop plays. The longer he has to develop plays, the better chance those streaky receivers are going to. And again, Joey B's accurate. And frankly, Ja'Marr Chase doesn't need a ton of space. He can make some really difficult catches. This could be very interesting. On the flip side, if you are Patrick Mahomes and you are the Chiefs, understand you're in another shootout. Lonzo, Kansas City, I don't think can come into this game and go, we're going to ride Clyde, right? We're going to let Clyde carry the ball 30. You got to understand you are in another shootout. If you are Kansas City, Lonzo, attack this game the exact way that you had to attack the Bills in the second half. Be aggressive. Go down the field, make sure Cincinnati stays on their heels, and try to be the first team to 45 because that might be what wins this. I'll go on the record first. I'm taking Kansas City. If this game's in Cincinnati, you could talk me into taking Joey B. I like Joey B. For Lonzo's sake, you know, I'm not going to outright say the Bengals are the team I'd like to see because of the drama.
You can. Go ahead. I'm good.
I like the Bengals. They're a fun team to watch, but Kansas City's a better team overall. And being in Kansas City, I genuinely think, though, there are probably five, maybe six stadiums in the NFL that I think truly present a home field advantage. I think Seattle's one. I think New Orleans is one. I think that Buffalo is one. And I know Arrowhead is one. One of the four or five that present a true home field advantage, that's what takes Kansas City over the edge. And I am going to go high scoring game. Give me 45-40. Kansas City wins at the house.
Wow. I wonder, will that game go into overtime, do you think?
I doubt it.
All right, we know who I'm picking. And yeah, there's bias involved, but this is a really good team that's been to this game. This is the fourth year in a row and has went to the Super Bowl a couple of those times and has the opportunity to do it again. The moment will not be too big for Kansas City. I wonder and I worry that the moment will be too big for Cincinnati. If the turnaround is phenomenal, what the coach has done there, with what Burrow has done here, Ja'Marr Chase, all those guys, what they've been able to do in just a couple years is amazing. But it's one thing to beat a team during the regular season. It's another when you realize what's on the line. You win this game, you go to the Super Bowl. I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game. But as we learned last week, don't leave any time on the board because Kansas City can score with just about any scenario. So I'm going Kansas City, but I'm going to go 42-40 Kansas City.
42-40. So we both got it in the low 40s. It might go to the high 40s. It might. But both of us ride with Kansas City. So we're split on the NFC. I'm taking the Rams. Lonzo taking the Niners. And we both think Kansas City wins in the AFC. We will break those down for you on Monday. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that both of those games can be heard live in real time right here on ESPN Upstate. So if you're up, you're out, about, you're working this weekend, you can't be in front of a TV on Sunday, worry not, because we got you covered. Both games live, start to finish, right here on ESPN Upstate. Let's take a break. We'll come back in a minute. Faces and Heels when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
segment after it, so it isn't like we wouldn't be able to do it then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, before we start Faces and Heels, Kevin's called in, and callers go first on the show, so let me get Kevin in here to talk a little football. Kevin, welcome back, big fella.
What up, fella? Big L, what's going on, man?
Loving a Friday, that's what's going on.
Loving a Friday, man. You got to love a Friday, man, because, you know, you got a job, but you ain't got nothing to do tomorrow but chill out. So, you know, take advantage, full advantage of it, man. Take advantage, man. Take advantage. But let me tell y'all about this drama that's going down in the NFL this weekend. So, 49ers, Rams, hometown, Debo, let's go, baby.
Debo's the X Factor. Debo's the X Factor. The question is Debo the X Factor because they can't trust Jimmy Garoppolo in big spots, Kevin? That's my only question here is Jimmy G. Jimmy G's been good enough. Is he good enough this weekend?
Hey, man. Every game in this playoff, Jimmy G has tried his best to give it to the other team. Like, tried his best to give it to him. So if he, you know, if he hasn't had a good game in the play, he's done, like you say, he's done enough. But I feel like he's about to come out hot. You know, out of four games, you got to have one hot game. And I feel like this is about to be it. But the drama of this game is it's going to overtime. And guess what? The 49ers is going to kick a field goal to tie it up if time is running out of overtime. You can't have a tie. So guess what? They got to figure out something else to do.
We'll find out. What you got in the AFC?
AFC. Oh, I want Cincinnati to do it, man. I want Cincinnati. Just because I'm an upset guy and I want to see some different stuff in championship game. I get tired of seeing the same team go and you keep showing how good you are. And yeah, Tom Brady got what he got. Yeah. But I want to see somebody else do it. I want to see some difference. I want to see Cincinnati and, of course, San Francisco, even though San Francisco just went there a few years ago. But I just want to see Cincinnati and San Francisco do this thing. All that young talent, and it's all coming about young players in the league now. That's a lot of young talent on that field. Both of them teams can get there.
Good enough. Kevin, appreciate you, fella. Good to talk to you, man. Thanks for checking in. 844-GSP-ESPN. Your phone lines are welcome. Your phone calls are welcome as well. You want to take the break and then just do it in the next segment, though, or you want to start it now? And
we can do it now. I just want to say really quick, you know, on behalf of the Kansas City Chiefs fans and the Alabama fans, I don't get what all the hate is about.
All right, let's just jump into it. What do you say? Where Alonzo and I take a look at a couple of socially ambiguous situations and try to determine who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. Let's take a look at it. We start with this one, Alonzo. Let's do a sports one. We rarely get a sports one in here. 39-year-old man has a son named Colt. Colt's a 14-year-old basketball player. He says he's very good, like really good. Started his freshman season as the best player on the junior high team, and the varsity coach called him up to be a reserve player on varsity. He says that he and his ex were engaged when they were 24. They were happy until they learned that she couldn't have kids. He always wanted kids on his own. It ended up being the issue that split them apart. Had the kid, and now his kid is playing basketball. I said, at first, I didn't bring anything up with her husband. The ex's husband is now Colt's coach, right? Small town basketball, baby. Said, assume we were all old enough now that things were in the past, but from the first game, I've been wrong. Colts has barely played all season. He went from starting a year ago and leading the team in points to not playing at all. After about five games, I went to the coach's office. He said Colt needed to have a better attitude and be more consistent. He said, I asked the coach specifically what his advice would be, and the coach gave some, quote, BS non-informative answer, end quote, and then I knew that my ex was doing this. So I went to the school's AD, laid out the situation. He said he was shocked because he knew Colt was a good player and it didn't make sense. Basically says the AD started watching the game and the AD fired the coach. Now the ex is mad. The current girlfriend is mad because she feels like he overstepped the boundary and didn't let Colt learn the lessons of being frustrated at being a bench player, etc. He says, am I the jerk for getting the coach fired when he's clearly benched my son on drama and not performance?
No, he is the face, and here's the reason why. I mean, this could have turned out differently. It could have turned out that he's just being typical sports dad. But obviously there's some validity to his accusations, or the coach wouldn't have been fired, because the athletic director could have watched the games and went, nah, this guy's just, yeah, he just wants his son to play. I mean, all those, well, my first thought is, are they all related? Which is like a totally different story and would end up in West Virginia or Kentucky or somewhere. You're trying to find a joke there. You'll get it eventually. He's the dad is the face. And the fact that other people, if the ex is upset, who cares? Now, I am a little confused, though. Who's the actual mom? Is the ex the mom?
The ex is the mom.
Okay. So, you know, you could look at it in...
No. Sorry. The current girlfriend is the mom.
Okay. Then you know, forget
that.
So
he left the first girl because she couldn't have kids. He went and had a kid.
What
then
is he
got... Then he got back together with the first woman, who is now the ex, left her again, and went back to the mom of the basketball player. So he's been with both of these women two different times. First with the ex, then with the new girl to have the kid, then back to the ex, then back to the girl he had the kid with.
Really what this is all about, this is about the kid more than anything. And the kid was, yeah, there are life lessons that sometimes, you know, you might be the best and you'll get treated a certain way and won't get to excel. True. But in this case, the dad's the hero to that kid because he saw that he was being wronged and he was right. And he went and he took action. He didn't get the guy fired. The coach who had him not playing got himself fired by doing that.
Yeah, I agree. If the AD hadn't gotten as involved as he did,
right,
that's when I'd go, are you sure you're not just being the dad who's like, my kid's great, why isn't he playing? Because I've been around those guys, right? Like, I used to coach Little League ball, and I've had the parent. I had one, coaching baseball, as a matter of fact, had one parent who every game was like, why isn't my kid pitching? Why isn't my kid pitching? Why isn't my kid pitching? And the reason was, because your kid stinks, and he's not a pitcher. He's a good little role player. I put him out in right field, and he's a good little outfielder, but he was a terrible pitcher. So after a while, Lonzo, I literally had to tell this dad, because your son's not a good pitcher, and I'm not going to put a bad pitcher out there. The dad went and complained to the Little League director, whatever, and the guy came to me and was like, are you sure it's for another rest? Like, kid's not a good pitcher. Ultimately, though, I decided that the best way to handle it, I let his kid pitch.
Was to let him pitch and let everyone else see.
And his kid got shelled. He got shelled in that game. And this was not like a...
Did
like
he blame it on the coaching?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Well, if you coach him to be a better pitcher.
No. He's not good. All my other pitchers were good. Yours isn't. He got shelled. And the thing that sucked was I had to let that little kid get absolutely shellacked and embarrassed to prove a point to make his dad stop. Because the dad would do this openly at practice, right? This wasn't like calling me and being like, hey, Rob, can I talk to you about this away from the team? No, he'd do it at practice. All right, dude, you went Georgie to get shelled. I'll let it happen. All right, here's an interesting one, Zo. 25-year-old lady lives with a 27-year-old lady. She says that she gets up to use the restroom 2 to 3 times per night. All right, she's got a small bladder. She said that we live in an older apartment. It's got older plumbing, and when I flush the toilet, that it makes quite a bit of noise, right, throughout the whole apartment because it's just old plumbing. She said, my roommate has requested that I either stop using the restroom at night or not flushing the toilet when I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Just get up and flush it in the morning. She says that she claims that when she uses the restroom, the odor from the leftovers would come into my bedroom. So I have to flush the toilet at night, but I do it 2-3 times a night. The roommate has said, please stop flushing the toilet at night because you wake me up every time you do because the plumbing is loud. This one's a tough one, Lonzo. Is she a heel for using the restroom and not being willing to save it and flush it all down in the morning? Or does the roommate need to be under more understanding that, hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go?
First of all, if you are just going number one, why does it smell so bad? That, I mean, what are you doing? That's what I want to know. What's the diet like that it smells so bad? That you, because it should just be water waste, and it shouldn't smell so bad that it wafts into the. So I think you're a heel for not wanting to wait till the morning to flush.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I'll tell you, I get up to pee like once or twice a night easy, right? And so when it, I...
Nobody here is surprised.
I know, right? When I stay at the lady friend's house, right, and I got to go in the bath, I will get up and go to the bathroom on the other side of the house because I don't want to wake her up flushing the toilet because she otherwise would sleep through it. This woman has her own private bathroom. What else do you want her to do? I agree. I would definitely go find out why. Texter says, if it's yellow, let it mellow. Not a big deal. She's a heel. By the way, beautifully constructed text.
That's awesome. That
beautifully
really
constructed text. But no, I would.
We might turn that into a jingle later.
I would absolutely say that the lady who's going to the bathroom is the heel in this situation. They make a product, Lonzo, called Poopery. And it works like a charm. You spray it before you go, and then again after you go, and it seals in the odors. Works like a dream. I've got it on hand both at the girlfriend's house and at my apartment. Get you some Poopery and just flush it all in the morning. You're the heel. Absolutely.
Yeah, does it make a sound when you spray it, though?
Yeah, it's just a little spritz bottle.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's spritz.
Yeah, it's a little spritz bottle.
Spritz, that's different.
Yeah, it's absolutely it's a game changer here, ladies and gentlemen. She's the heel. All right, here's one more. 32-year-old man is engaged to a 34-year-old woman. They've been married for about a year. They've been dating for 3. She has a 12-year-old daughter from a previous relationship. She says that his fiance and her ex, who is the child's father, have a good co-parenting relationship. Says, I'm not worried about her like cheating on me, but on Sundays, they go have family dinner. The dad, the mom, and the kid, while the current fiance is just left to his own devices. He says, I'm not insecure about it. I'm not worried about it. He goes, it's a little weird that she's like, no, Sunday, every Sunday is for me, my kid, and the kid's dad. And it's like from Sunday at like 4 p.m. until nighttime, they go do a separate thing, right? He says, I'm not invited. They want it to just be their family. I'm not allowed to be there. He said, so instead, on Sundays, he goes and he hangs out with his buddies. He said the wife started asking him, what do you do on Sundays when I'm with the ex and the daughter on family night? And he told her, don't worry about it. Because literally all he does is go to his buddies, play Xbox, and partake in recreational leaf burning, if you get my drift. He said, don't worry about it. I'm not doing anything. I'm not cheating on you. But you don't need to worry about where I am. You're off doing your own thing. Who's the face? Who's the hero here, Zoe?
Well, first of all, you should share everything. It sounds like they're both trying to be. Well, the guy sounds like he's being vindictive to a certain degree. You're not telling me what you're doing, so I'm not telling you what I'm doing. And I think the better move for him is to tell her exactly what he's doing. And that would put everything on her, including the guilt that should be there. But in the other sense, it's good to have a father in the life of a child, even though the father is not completely in their lives anymore. And I think it's commendable that they're doing that. But it is weird that she's not letting him know what they do other than go out to eat.
She is a mega nuclear ultra heel here.
I haven't said who, but you go ahead.
No. Okay. Am I wrong?
Yeah, she's the heel.
Okay. All right.
She absolutely is the heel. She wants to be able to do things her way, but she wants him to do things her way also. Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you have got a man in your life who's like, I love you, and I know it's not my daughter, but I'm going to treat her like she is, and wants to be part of the life, then you bring him to that dinner too, right? Like, it's fine, and it's good that you leave dad in the picture. If you have a good enough relationship that you two, you and your ex can co-parent, great, that's awesome. But if you are going to bring new guy into a relationship with you and your daughter, you have got, they're engaged. This is not like we just started dating and she does it. That would be a different story. But y'all are engaged, right? What you are setting up here is a situation where daughter does not recognize stepdad as anything other than mom's boyfriend. And it is going to cause you tons of problems down the line, right? I'm not saying you can't have time with just actual dad. But you're creating landmines here between stepdad and daughter. But more importantly than that, if you are just saying, we have family night, you're not invited, we're going to dinner, and that's the end of it, why is it cool that you get to go off with this other guy and do your own thing, but he's a bad guy for going to smoke weed and play video games and not tell you where he is? No, no, no. He's doing that to prove the point. You either make him part of the activity, you describe elaborately what's going on and where you are, or you don't get to worry about what he is. You don't get it both ways. She's a mega heel.
You need to bring him along so he stays off the weed.
She said, "No, I mean, dude, if he wants to burn some leaves, let him burn some leaves. He ain't hurt nobody.
If he's there with you, he's not doing that.
If it bothers you that he's doing that, then invite him. Otherwise, get off his case." Texas says she's the heel, but the guy's an absolute moron for not getting out of there 3 months into that relationship. No, I mean, look, if you're just dating a girl and she's got a kid and they spend time with the dad, that is what it is. You either are comfortable with that or you're not. But once it's become we live separate lives from stepdad, that's where it's the problem. Michigan J. Todd says, our family rule for the nighttime bathroom visit was, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. Yeah, I think that's pretty universal, right? Quick break. Come back. Wrap it all up on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the week is almost over. Rob Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show, rolls on. If you want to be a part of the show, 844-GSP-ESPN, text us 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Why can't I say ESPN? And we'll read it on the air.
I want to remind you
two things. Number one, keep in mind, live playoff coverage on Sunday. Both the AFC and NFC championship games will be broadcast live every snap from bell to bell right here on the Big Stick. So if you're out there driving a truck, driving, you're working on the weekends, not in front of a TV, don't worry. We got you covered. You just tune it into ESPN Upstate and hear both of those games play by play from start to finish. Also, want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that the BetQL Giving Props contest is going on right now. Go to betql.com/props and get yourself signed up all the way through the Super Bowl. Every playoff game, BetQL posts 10 prop bets. The picker that goes to betql.com/props and correctly predicts the most prop bets is going to win $2,000. And by playing, you are entered into a random grand prize drawing of $10,000. Ladies and gentlemen, just go to betql.com/props, P-R-O-P-S, and get yourself entered to play and entered to win. It's just that simple. BetQL.com/props. Joe Giglio from BetQL will join us again next Tuesday. Let's do this. I want to have a little fun. Let's go out. Let's come back. And let's have ourselves a regular, standard length Twitter Trending Topics to call it a day on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
All right, time for Twitter Trending Topics. And the first thing trending, because Rob is going crazy about it, is Vox Machina.
So for those of you who don't know, because I left my shame in 2014.
There's no need for shame. You know, I think we're loud and proud. Nerddom.
Yeah.
We don't need to hide anymore, okay?
So I am a D&D loser. I both play and DM. I was so good. So good. Oh, wow. Anyway, there is a what got me into it a while back was a group called Critical Role. It's basically a bunch of voice actors. And if you've played any video games, these are the people who voice the characters. Two of them, Zoe, voiced Thor, Captain America, and Black Widow in the Avengers game that we played not too long ago.
See, my son is into them as much as you are.
Oh, good.
So I'm surrounded by it. Yeah. So I know a lot about
it. It's interesting because it's kind of a mix, right? Like, the majority of us play D&D because we like the fight part, but these guys are all voice actors and television actors. Actually, one of them, Ashley Johnson, is a BAFTA winner. Like, she's been on Broadway and in big plays, whatnot. Anyway, Amazon turned one of their campaign storylines into a animated series on Amazon Prime Video. I mean, they're fantastic. They're both great dramatic actors, but they're really funny as well. And the first three episodes actually dropped. They were supposed to drop today, but they dropped around 9 o'clock last night. They came out online early. I watched all three episodes last night, and it's spectacular.
What's the length of the episodes?
They are, I want to say, 30-minute episodes, 30, okay. maybe 40, somewhere in the ballpark, 35, 40 minutes. So they dropped the first three, and I think they start next Friday dropping an episode through the end. I want to say it's only like 9 episodes for the first season. But the story is based off one of their D&D campaigns, and it's a phenomenally well put together story. So I'm looking forward to finishing it up.
And I want to see it, but I'm interested in the art style, because sometimes art styles really mess with me.
Yeah.
And what would you consider the art style? Is it more Hanna-Barbera? Is it more modern?
No, it's not
more anime.
No, it's modern. It's not like full anime. It's kind of like in the middle of. I would say like Americanized anime.
Okay.
But it's good. Again, I think that the dragons are very digital CGI, so they look cool too, but it's really well done.
All right, the next thing that's trending is Jake Paul.
I don't know why. I saw he was with Stephen A. Smith earlier, or at least there was a clip running on ESPN.
That was from yesterday.
And he like gets up out of his chair reacting to, I don't care. I don't care.
That I believe is Logan Paul. But Jake,
they're all a blur of
Jake Paul is trending because he just released his Dana White diss track.
Oh, you know, I was just thinking about it. You know, I was thinking to myself earlier today. I'm like, you know what would make this day so much better? If I got a Jake Paul hip hop track.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to
when
that.
When I think hip hop, that's the guy I think of.
We'll be listening to that in 5 minutes in the office. All right, the next thing that's trending is Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey trending. They're doing a coincidental timing. A big piece on her on ESPN. I saw Peyton's Places is doing a whatever short form with Ronda Rousey. I also saw an interview with Dana White with Ronda Rousey that ran on ESPN. Of course, ESPN very heavily connected to WWE the last couple of years, so it is growing the thought that Ronda Rousey may be a surprise entrance in the Women's Royal Rumble tomorrow evening. Question mark.
And that's why she's trending. All right, one last thing. Baja Blast.
Mountain Dew Baja Blast is underrated as a soda, all right? It's good.
Yeah, but now you're going to be able to drink it at your Super Bowl party.
Are we getting a boozy version?
Yes.
Ooh. What are they putting into it? I mean, in fairness, any Baja Blast
it looks
can
like
be...
I think it's like a hard thing.
Like a hard soda?
Yeah, I think so.
For the record, you can make any soda a hard soda with a bottle of booze.
Is that what makes it hard is the
booze.
Alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like hard cider, hard soda, it just means it's got booze in it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for Lonzo and I for this week. Enjoy your conference championship game on Sunday. They'll be live right here on ESPN Upstate. We'll be back Monday to break them all down. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. For Lonzo, I'm Rob of the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate. Later, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.